Hachette Audio presents Psilocybin Therapy, Understanding How to Use Nature's Psychedelics for Mental Health. Written by Dr. J.J. Purcell. Read by Elisa Bresnahan. Please see supplemental PDF. To all of those who came before and honored this medicine, I thank you. Preface. When I was first presented with the opportunity to write this book, I dove in headfirst and began writing down everything I already knew about the subject and what I thought would be best for a beginner's guide. I wrote starter sections on cultural history, modern advancements, research, editorial bits, and so much more. But as with any book, the further you go down the rabbit hole, the more things begin to shift and morph. For me, this happened about 8 weeks into the project. I gave myself a pause and truly asked myself, who am I to write this book? I'm definitely no Bill Richards, Maria Sabina, or Kilindi Iyi. Nor does my background reflect the professional longevity with the subject of Janice Phelps, founder and director of the CIIS Center for Psychedelic Therapies and Research. Both James Fadiman and Ralph Metzner have already composed excellent texts on the purpose and complexities of a psychedelic journey. As I wrote, I also really struggled with presenting a decolonized telling of psilocybin history, and I definitely did not want to fill these pages with a retelling of the same story. I seriously questioned what I could bring to the table, particularly at this crucial juncture when psychedelic medicine is returning to the mainstream medical model, albeit early in its journey. My foray into psychedelics began over 30 years ago. Many people have experiences with psychedelics in their teenage and college years, often in group or social environments. That is how most of my experimentation with psychedelics in my teenage years went. A few of us would take psychedelics together and either go to a large house party, go camping, or hang out at one of our homes. Despite the Reagan-era DARE messaging, I had never personally experienced or witnessed another person losing their mind while on psychedelics. My experiences at this time were based on the notion that psychedelics were party drugs, something you took on a Friday night to have a wild and crazy time. And most of my experiences were just that. Long nights with highs and lows, riding the roller coaster of psychedelics.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?